All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the American Vindicta Show. I'm your host, Doug Thornton. So we have with us today Robert Griswold of Ready Made Resources. Robert is one of the longest standing sponsors of this show, and he's one of the guys that I rely heavily upon with a lot of different questions for a lot of different events. Robert's got experience all over the world doing things that we typically can't talk about over the radio. So, you know, when the man talks, I tend to ask people to listen. He's got world experience that many of us do not have. Rob, thanks for coming on the show. So before we get into the railroad, before we get into all the new violent crime stuff that we're going to go over, you got some information on thermals you want to tell us about.
Well, yeah, two things I want to mention. First of all, I just like our big and we are absolutely positive that they're going to take the cell phone service down. No doubt. And how will you contact your loved ones? You know, the Bivy stick allows you to text via satellite. And if you're interested in this, which I think is an essential communication service, you know, you've come to my place. You see how much I've put into the realm of communication. I consider the Bivy stick an essential part of my communications plan. And if people go to RMR, Romeo, Mike, Romeo, Romeo, Mike, Romeo, Bivy, RMRBivy.com, you can get your own Bivy stick that allows you to communicate via satellite to your loved ones when the cell phone service goes down. And then the other thing, you know, I was watching Grant Thumb. I don't know if you know who he is. He's a big, big guy. He talks about all kinds of really good stuff on how to, you know, how to be operational. Okay. And he was talking about thermal. And so I just decided I thought put something together because I've used thermal. And I'm telling you, it's different than night vision. Thermal and night vision make a really good marriage. But, you know, it's very, very difficult. If you're out in the open and somebody's seeing you with thermal, you ain't hiding, buddy. You're going to be exposed. So what we've done, we have this Arcticus 9.5 feet by 12 foot, really well-made blanket. Okay. It has a reflective side on one side. So it's thermal repelling. You can make a tent out of it because it's 9.5 by 12 feet. So you can make a tent. You could cover a tent with it. And what this effectively does is hide your thermal signature. Now, it will, if you put it directly on you, it'll hide your thermal signature for a bit, but eventually heat bleeds through. So you want to create a space in between you and it. Just take some sticks. You dig up in the woods. That, you know, 1.5, 2 feet long. It has grommets. Put it, you know, put them in the ground and hang that thing on it. Climb underneath. And anybody looking for you with thermal, it will hide you well. Anybody who buys a thermal unit over $3,000, they're not cheap. They're expensive. I know it, but you need it. We'll get one of these blankets for free. It's well made. It's not like little chintzy little pieces of Mylar that you see that you pay $3 for. These are heavy duty. Camouflaged one side, reflective on the other side, grommeted so you can hang it up. Anybody will get one of these blankets included with it so that you can hide yourself from thermal. To me, you've done it. Jamie's done it. You know, anybody who's been out to our property, brush beater, thermal is such a force multiplier. Again, and it's available now. We don't know how much longer this stuff's going to be available. I mean, I'm just looking at the braces, the brace stock that you bought the brace stock legally, you know, a pistol brace for an AR or an AK. And then now 10 years down the road after they've been legal, they're trying to change the law so that they're going to make it an NFA weapon that you have a grace period that you have to register them. I mean, this is insanity. You know, it's like charging people for a crime they committed yesterday when it wasn't even illegal yesterday. So, you know, this is what we're going to see, you know, and the fine. I mean, my gosh, if you don't comply with their tyranny, $250,000 fine, 10 years in prison. I mean, these people are so out of control. I mean, it's just insane. So I just tell people to get your stuff now, which also leads us into the story you want to talk about. We not only have we seen in the last couple of years critical supply shortages, massive inflation, you know, destruction of our economy, spending money like drunken sailors. And as Ronald Reagan said, it's not fair to drunken sailors because drunken sailors at least earn their money. These people just steal it from us and then spend it like insane people, tens of billions of dollars to the Ukraine. And we know that the people who are getting in Ukraine are buying luxury condos in Europe. I mean, God knows what this money is being used for. Student loan forgiveness. So I have to pay. I paid for him to become a pilot. It was not cheap. So I pay for that education, but now I'm being forced to pay for Johnny Sunshine's, degree in gender studies. We see inflation. I was just reading from Market Watch. Inflation has not yet peaked. Inflation's coming back with a vengeance. They've worked hard to get the gas prices down before the election so that, they can mitigate some of the damage that's going to be done to them. But after the election, I'm just telling you, don't be deceived, folks. This is all a dog and pony show they're putting on. Oh, look, gas prices are coming down. Remember, they said we can't control gas prices. This is something that the oil companies control, these evil oil companies. And now that the gas prices are coming down, but we take credit for the gas prices coming down. I mean, it's just, who falls for this stuff anymore? But again, the real thing that we see right now is this train strike. I mean, this is adding insult to injury. This could be the final straw that breaks the camel's back. We are seeing that, $2 billion a day travels via rail. You shut that down for a month, that's $60 billion. So not only is food transported that way, fertilizer is transported that way. So, just think, no food, but then you can't even grow existing plants because you can't get fertilizer. And fertilizer is already in short supply. So you take the fertilizer away. You take the gasoline away. Well, that runs all the farming equipment. You take the coal away. California is already in a crisis. I mean, these morons out there that are running California, we want electric vehicles. But pray tell, I mean, I've seen people putting generators in their trunks. Have you seen this, Doug? And they get the generators obviously running on gasoline. So it's just, you couldn't make this up. This is the movie Idiocracy on steroids. You can't make this up. But, come to Friday, if these train workers go on strike, the nation comes to it. It ceases. It stops. Everything stops. There's not enough trucks to deliver. Trucks can't deliver coal to begin with. Trucks can't bring massive amounts of fuel. I know Knoxville has fuel processing facility. They guard it very well down there. All that fuel comes in on rail, and then it's offloaded into these big tanks, and then the trucks come and get filled up and bring it down to us and everybody else in our area to make sure the gas stations have gas. Well, if the trains don't bring the gas in, it's kind of hard for the trucks to deliver it. And what we see, gas prices will skyrocket once again, which I think they will. And again, no food, no gas, nothing. It all stops. And this economy, which is already severely handicapped and broken, is now another, a bullet to the chest into the economy. And who knows how much more this economy can take before it just finally collapses. They get their dream of the Great Reset. And then, the digital currency, this might be the collapse, the thing that they're looking for. Remember Rahm Emanuel, the guy who had those funky pictures of children up on his wall? Remember him? Never let a good crisis go to waste. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Do you think they're going to let this go to waste? They're going to use this to further destroy the middle class of America, to further make you want to eat bug food. I just can't believe that. Down in Australia, I saw they're actually giving these children these cricket things to eat at school lunches, cricket powder. I mean, it's now become part of the, school lunch menu. Do you want a hamburger or do you want, fried cricket meal? I mean, well, we can't have the hamburger anymore. That's right, because, cow farts pollute the environment. So we have to have crickets. Doug, can you make this stuff up?
No, and I've been trying to research why this whole thing with the railroad happened. Supposedly, the proposal of no paid sick time cost them no money. They're saying that some things can be managed. Doesn't harm their business model. This is a the unions that are apparently groveling to Washington, D.C. I'm trying to find out the original reason for why they're even striking, you know, because if they don't come to any type of agreement, it's just going to happen again. And, you know, what we see now is that Congress is saying that they're willing to step in and legislate to make the railroad machinists who are rejecting the tentative offers from the government, they're willing to make a law to make them go back to work.
That will not work. You know, these are blue collar workers. These are gutsy people. I mean, they can bully a lot of people around. Okay. These guys are the nuts and bolts of America. And all of a sudden you're going to tell them we're going to make you go back to work. Let's try it. I mean, they don't know what sabotage is. I'm just saying. You're a union worker and you break that line. What do they call them? A scab? All of a sudden rail starts going missing. You know, I'm not advocating this. I just know the reality of it. You know, people monkey around with the computers. The trains don't go where they want to go. I mean, you've got 100,000 people go on strike. You don't just sit there and go, listen. You know, we're going to force you to go back to work. And they're going to absolutely tell them to go what to do with themselves.
Well, this is their, I finally found it. This is their reasoning for the strikes. Rail workers are fighting against a concessions contract proposal issued last month by a Biden appointed presidential emergency board member that includes cuts to real wages and increases to healthcare costs. It also leaves intact the hated attendance policies that have driven tens of thousands out of the industry. So, you know,
let's translate that, Doug. Let's translate it. Government regulations have screwed it up.
Yes.
Government regulations have I can't use the word, but you know what I'm saying, upped. They have so blanked it up that it's broken. And people who want to work, I understand these are blue collar guys and women. They want to work. They're hardworking people and they want to make things functional and work and share in some of the wealth and do that. And again, these are nuts and bolts people, mechanics and engineers. And the government comes in and screws it up just like they screw up everything else. I just tell you, I mean, you've come out here and seen my gardens, right? All those 6x6s and stuff I have. Well, you know, about 4 years ago, I had to go and replace massive amounts of it. You know why? Because the government fixed it. They took out the ingredient and the pressure treated that made it so it didn't rot. And now all the pressure treated started rotting. I mean, this is how they fix things. There's no liability on them fixing it. You know, when things start to break down, and I know this was a massive issue all over the country, of rotting pressure treated wood, people's houses were sitting on it, was rotting and all this. But I mean, this is what they do. They write this stuff. They make these laws. They enact stuff because people are giving them money, like a bunch of whores. And it breaks, and blue collar workers are sitting there going, man, I can't do this anymore. Plus, they're blue collar workers. They've experienced, 25% reduction in their pay due to inflation. And then we want it redressed. And no, we're not going to do it. But if you don't work, we're going to put you in prison. Well, I want to see this one work out.
Apparently, Congress is the way this is wrote. It says Millionaires Congress threatens to intervene against potential U.S. railroad strikes. So Congress is willing to intervene the strike so that they can work for the carrier, not for the people in the union that are saying that, you know, they need better wages, more time off and all that other good stuff. People don't know this, but the railroad retirement's a federal retirement. You have to go to a federal building if you have problems with your retirement, or typically when you go to retire and hand in your paperwork. That's a federal entity. That's the Railroad Commission. You know, most people don't understand that. So that's why the federal government can come in and say, you know, you shall do these things. I think if this is being hyperbolic, maybe. I think there's a chance that you could actually see this presidency actually enacting a presidential directive and forcing people to go to work.
And they won't do it. I mean, well, I don't think they're going to do it. I think they're going to look at it and say, we're 100,000 strong. What are you going to do about it? We're not doing it.
The way that executive order is wrote, and I'm not quoting verbatim, I remember it loosely, is that if you're a person of a certain skill set, let's say like if all the people who worked at, you know, hydroelectric dams or nuclear reactors or the coal refineries, all the technicians decided to just, you know, go on strike for some reason because of your skill set, they can actually arrest you, detain you, and then force you into labor.
You know, labor camps found out real well, you know, Nazi labor camps when the Jews were forced into making things. Boy, the Jews learned how to throw a monkey in the wrench real quick, mm-hmm. you know, and just slow the system down. I mean, you know, I have to move this pen, but I can move it like this. Whoops, I dropped it. Let me pick it up again. Okay, yeah. You can't force people to do something. You can't force them. And again, I'm not endorsing it, but I know sabotage will happen on the rail lines. Well, it'll shut down. And I don't want to go into this too much because, I mean, these people, they know how it works. It's happened before. It's happened again. You know, this kind of stuff. But ladies and gentlemen, you don't understand how late it is. You don't have any food in your home. You don't have a bit of water. You don't have the ability to communicate. All this shuts down in a few days if they go on strike. And the golden hordes are going to flood and get. You're going to see it just disappear. Price controls, wages, limitations, gas supply restrictions. You can only buy gas on every other day. You can't drive. It all comes into play because this nation travels on rail. All the stuff you enjoy goes on rail. I mean, the vast majority of it. And all the energy travels on rail. You don't see airplanes bringing gasoline in. Tractor trailers deliver it from the distribution centers, but it comes in on rail. Coal comes in on rail. I've seen it. We have rail that goes through Tennessee here, and I've just seen 100-car-long coal, of 100 cars long, just filled with coal because we have coal-fired plants here. And that stops. That just sits. And then they block it. Somebody just takes the train and blocks it. I mean, it blocks the rail. I mean, you know, it's not hard. I mean, we saw what happened. You remember when that super tanker turned sideways in the Suez Canal? Remember that happening 6 months ago or so? Remember how it just all immediately everything shut down?
They said it could stop the world economy.
It did. I mean, it stopped the world economy. You know, I think enemies learn from that. I'll just say that. I think people saw that. Bad people saw that and went, wow, that really worked. Well, it did.
Antifa and other radicals have been arrested and actually prosecuted for trying to destroy railroad tracks, which is a catastrophic damage whenever a railroad or whenever a rail goes over. And crashes, it's catastrophic, the damage. Yeah, and, you know, and the thing is they carry more than just coal and gas and diesel. They carry nuclear, they carry biological, they carry radiological, they carry people. You know, they carry all different types of crazy stuff. And, you know, just the one wrong dumbass who just decides today's the day I'm going to ruin 2 feet worth of freaking railroad line and boom, you know, it's one of the reasons why in Washington, D.C., there's they don't allow the railroad to be within certain areas, because if somebody were to put a dirty bomb onto the railroad and it exploded, well, you know, what is within the continuity of that freaking blast? You know, how many different things and people can be affected? And once again, the railroad, you know, that's a federal entity. So you're talking about the federal government, and we've done nothing but screw everything up within the federal government. Listen to this. Congress intends to intervene to prevent a national rail strike and unilaterally impose a concessions contract. Steny Hoyer, the second highest ranking Democrat in the House of Republicans, told Bloomberg News on Monday. quote, there is a rule or there is a role for Congress if, in fact, they fail to reach an agreement. We can pass legislation if needed. A railroad strike at this point in time would be extraordinarily detrimental to our economy and the American people, and we want to avoid that. So they're already saying it would be extraordinarily detrimental. However, they're the ones causing it. They're the ones causing it.
Yeah, you know, and again, we're facing a fentanyl crisis like we can't believe. We're facing open borders where we have sex traffickers coming across, drug cartels, crime, murder, rape coming across. Their electrical grid is failing. You know, all this is happening. But boy, those MAGA voters, you know, wow, they are so evil. They present a true and dangerous threat to the American people. In fact, so much that we have a guy running for the Senate says that we need to murder him. We need to kill him. So that's the greatest threat America faces.
Hey, Bob, can you repeat that? You broke up.
Okay. No, I said here we are. We have tons of fentanyl coming into our country. Our open borders, drugs, sex cartels, trafficking people. I mean, I listened to Ted Cruz, and he said these women, what they endure going across the border, being gang raped just to get across the border. Invasion, crime, inflation, shortages, the electrical grid failing. But those MAGA voters, you know, according to that senator from Ohio, that wannabe senator, we got to murder those people. They need to be stopped. We need to kill them and corral them or coerce them. That's what he said. I mean, gosh, write your book. We'll call it My Struggle. You know, who wrote a book called My Struggle? It was a German title, Mein Kampf. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what Hitler did. You know, those dirty Jews, we're going to kill them all. That's what he wrote. I mean, in the book, he admitted it. And just for the sake of anybody saying anything, I have great Jewish friends. So, you know, but that's what Hitler said. We got to kill all those dirty Jews. I mean, I saw all the art propaganda of the, you know, all the stuff that they did, all the stuff, how they did picture Jewish people. And that's what they're doing now. That's what this guy's doing. We need to kill all these, you know, right-wing Christian people. Oh my gosh, anti-abortion, you're an extremist. Limited government. You know, Doug, you know, the U.S. Constitution is a relatively short document. Most state constitutions are much longer than the U.S. Constitution. You know why? Because the state was designed to have far more power than the federal government. The Constitution's short because it doesn't give much power to the federal government. The federal government was meant to be hobbled. That's what it was meant to be, hobbled, that it couldn't do much. And yet today it has grown into this behemoth that thinks it can appoint 87,000, you know, murdering thugs to go out there and extract money from people. I mean, you know, I didn't make it up. What's one of the requirements of the job? I got to shoot Americans. If I comes to it, I have to shoot them. I didn't make that up. They wrote that's part of the job description. But I just make a prediction that this train strike is going to be used to further destroy America. The enemies of America see it. I mean, anybody with any sense of reality knows there's blood in the water right now, and that America's, you know, very, very damaged. We've had successive administrations going back to Clinton, Barack Obama. You know, now we have Biden that are just absolutely anti-American, want to bring about our destruction. I mean, how much technology did Bill Clinton give to the Chinese? All of our high-tech supercomputer, neutron bomb. I mean, just so much of it was given to them. We don't know what Hunter and Biden have done, how much they gave to the Chinese for money. We don't know what went on at the Ukraine bioweapons labs. We don't know what they did with the Chinese bioweapons labs. It's far down the road. Doug, you know, I was just reading the first chapter of Isaiah today, and Isaiah was commissioned to go and tell the people of Israel, I'm going to preach to you. You're going to hear it, but you're not going to listen. You're going to see it, but you won't see it. Your hearts are hardened, you know. And one of the things he said, there's no men in the land. I mean, where are the men today? The men that stand up, where are they at? There's some out there, but most men, you know, have gone man bun on us. They're afraid, cowardly. You know, we have men not wanting to run their families anymore. You know, they've abdicated. But, you know, that's where we're at today. And that's what I'm saying. Our nation is in the crucible, in the balance. I don't think the outcome is going to be good for the short term, maybe even for the long term. And what I just tell people is, boy, lady, man, get ready. It could be on us so quickly. I mean, this might be the thing that they're going to use to do something with the election. I firmly believe that Senator wannabe is trying to provoke a violent reaction. And please, ladies and gentlemen, don't do it. If you're hearing this, don't do it. They want this violent reaction. They want you to go postal on them. Because then it's like, look at those MAGMA voters. See, we told you that they're a bunch of loons, and they won. I know they won the election, but we can't turn power over to loons. We have to. We're going to keep it. We can't give it to them. They're dangerous people. That's where this is headed. That's what that guy's trying to provoke. That's what Joe Biden is doing with his, you know, blood red commie, blood dripping, red horse riding background. You know, that's what he's doing, shaking his fists like Adolf Hitler was doing. That's what's going on. I just say, get ready. You know, I am a man of peace. You know, and I want to say this to my black friends out there. You know, I think I've underestimated the hurt that they've been through and the thing that they've gone through. But now, as the government becomes the enemy of all the people, I'm starting to getting a window into their soul. Of what they've experienced, of how the government, you know, all the way from Saturday night specials, you know, remember the Saturday night special laws where you couldn't sell cheap guns? Because those were the only guns at that time affordable to black people. And we didn't want them to have guns. So I'm understanding it more, what their experience has been as we see this government go evil and become everybody. They treat them like slaves. You know, and then at the same time, I understand the wisdom of Martin Luther King more. You know, in the face of unmitigated violence towards him, he preached a message of peace. You know, we're going to march. We're going to be, it's going to be civil disobedience. We're not going to obey them anymore. We're not going to go burn, baby burn. We're not going to go violent and shoot people. You know, we're just going to actively disobey. We're going to be the Rosa Parks. I'm not going to the back of the bus. I'm not going to do it. And I think, you know, that's what the American people will do. And I think if we repent as a nation, God might give it to us. I don't know. But we're not going to win this by anything other than the prayer of God's people and standing up for the truth. I mean, standing up for truth. These people are out of control. And our nation is going to be severely judged in the near future. And you better get ready for it. You can say what you want, Doug. Ask me a question. I don't know. It's just, you know, I'm concerned for me. You know, I've shared with people I have a health issue right now. You know what it is. I talked to Dave about it. My treatment's going well, but I realize I've lived the majority of my life, so it's not my life I'm concerned about. My concern with my life is that I am faithful to the gospel of Jesus Christ at this time, and I'm faithful to it. I'll preach the gospel, preach the message of truth, preach the truth. My concern is I just look at my grandchildren, my great grandchildren, my children, and realize that this world is going really to hell in a handbasket. To throw a little theology in it, you know, the Bible talks about at the end of the age, the bowels of hell open up, and these extremely malignant spirits that have been bound since the flood are released. God at the flood bound these fallen angels that came down and did their nasty things with women. They were so malignant, so evil, so destructive that they've been in the underworld bound. Well, at the end of this age, they're let go. We see this happening right now, this absolute malignancy of evil coming and growing on humanity. I look at it and go, it's just evil for evil's sake. People love this evil. I mean, and it's unexplainable by anything else other than a spiritual war we're in.
Well, here's the difference with the spiritual warfare, and you know, a lot of things that I tell people is that spiritual warfare manifests into physical warfare.
Absolutely.
And
that's what we see. That's what the Democrats are doing. They are being, and Democrats and a lot of Republicans, they are being led by Lucifer himself. I mean, we see just as many Republicans, pedos as Democrat pedos. I mean, you know, you see this Lucifer in war humanity, and it's being expressed in this realm as violence towards humanity, the destruction of humanity. So however they kill us, they kill us. That's how they look at it. It doesn't matter. If they kill us with the food, they kill us with the medicine. They just outright put a bullet in your head. They kill us through starvation. They kill us this way, that way, the other way. They kill me because some black guy's been told I hate him and I don't hate him. Or some white guy says I have to hate this black guy because they told me to. The end result is violence in this realm. And that's why, as a Christian, you know, I am determined to preach the gospel of peace. And it's not, I will defend my family. Now, don't get it wrong. I will defend them. I love my wife like you can't believe. You know, when it says we become one flesh, she is my flesh. I will defend her with every ounce of strength I have in my body. But, you know, violence is not going to solve this. It's only the gospel of Jesus Christ that's going to solve this, because these Luciferians are determined to take peace from the world. They're determined to take your peace. They're determined to take the peace of your children. They want to rape your children. They want to eat your children. And I don't back down from that statement. We know they literally cannibalize children. And that's what we're dealing with. This is a gargantuan malignant evil that, unless you have spiritual eyes to see it, you don't see it. I mean, it's, you know, a squirt gun on forest fire. You know, if you think you can solve this in a physical realm, it's a squirt gun on a forest fire. I mean, it doesn't do any good at all. So I don't know if you have comments.
Let me read a few articles for you. I want to get your reaction. In case people don't know this, September 4th was the last day for the active shooter class that I put on over at Ready Made Resources. And I've been compiling the extraordinary levels of violence in America since that day. I think I'm up to like 12 or 13 different very, very horrific events. Many have happened there within your own state, sir. Tennessee, you know, it's funny. It's not funny, but it's strange that on my way up to Tennessee, it was ranked as like one of the top five states to retire in, to live in. Peaceful, beautiful. You know, the crime wasn't bad, and it just in 1 week just exploded. You know, just it just goes to show you, you cannot point out on a map in America and find where safety is.
I love this state. I love this county. I think we got a good police force. I think we have a pretty good government. I think the people here are fairly good, but we have a fentanyl crisis. We have a meth crisis. We have a crime crisis with drug-related crime. It's here. Just the other night, I know federal and local law enforcement were trying to apprehend this extremely violent person, federal warrants. And, you know, we had a real catastrophe. The helicopter that was following him hit a power line and went down, and both the people on board were killed. But, you know, at the same time, that woman was brutally raped and murdered by somebody that was let out of prison over and over and over again. And just as a side note,
he was found guilty for another one.
Yeah. In Illinois right now, what are they?
So that was the Safety Act that you're talking about. Your internet connection is bogging down a little bit, but that's the Safety Act. So more or less, with what the insane people of Illinois have decided is that come like January 1st, if you commit any type of felony except for like homicide,
first degree murder,
no bail, you're out. You don't have to pay bail. You literally are released back onto the street.
So you go and rape three women and you're back on the street.
Well, here, let's go over this. If we applied the Safety Act to the rest of America, these are the people that would get away with crimes. All right, so this just happened in Georgia. Let me read the headline. Two women followers of an Atlanta cult are now charged with murder, kidnapping, after they lured a young couple from their vehicle and shot the man to death. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, Just, you see the Antifa guy arrested multiple times for violent riots. Now he's just caught in a sex pedophile ring where he was set up by some people, some law enforcement. Thank God for these people that, you know, he was trying to solicit a young girl to come, and he's 25 years old. And, you know, but he, you know what? Portland, Oregon, you know what? He's already out of prison. He's already out of jail. I mean, he is trying to have sex with a young girl, under a prepubescent girl.
There is just a teacher.
He's charged. He's out.
There was just a teacher in El Paso. In El Paso, Texas. And she was actually filmed by one of the students. And I don't know how the diatribe happened. They were talking about something historical. And then it quickly went to, you know, don't say the word pedophile. Say minor attractive person. She says maps. Minor map. Attractive person. And that you shouldn't look down on someone who wants to have sex with a 5-year-old.
Yeah. I think that person has a lead attraction to him. Well, I'm not going to go any further.
Well, I mean, back in the old days, we would test and see if you have a concrete allergy after we came and arrested you. You know, this is how sick these people are, Dave. These people are absolutely sick.
That's the term they use, minor attractive person. It's normal. It's normal to have sex with a 5-year-old. That's what they say. I mean, good grief. I have granddaughters and great-granddaughters. Don't try it with mine. Don't try it.
Here, let me get back to this article. Because at the training we talked about with active shooters, not just active shooters, it's ambushes, kidnappings. We talked a lot about kidnappings, active stabbing. So we pretty much just say active killing for anything like that. But listen to this scenario. On August 14th, Simji and Paulus, these are the married couple, who were students at the University of Central Florida, were on a road trip. They had planned as a final getaway before the start of the fall semester. The couple were victims of their own kindness, says the police. While driving on a road in the Talladega National Forest, a 400,000-acre nature preserve, they stopped to aid a woman who said she was a stranded motorist. That woman, these are two black females that are being charged, Yasmin Hyder, allegedly drew a gun to rob them and ordered them into the woods. Simji, the wife, who had a concealed pistol, tried to fight back. Simji, that's the husband, shot each other. And according to the police, Simji succumbed to his wounds as his girlfriend was frantically trying to give him CPR. A companion of Hyder's, which was the one hiding in the woods, Crystal Pinkins, was allegedly watching nearby and fled into the forest. Law enforcement trackers later discovered a camp in the nearby woods where people were approached and appeared to have been living there for a while. Police said that they disarmed Pinkin's son after the 5-year-old approached them with a loaded shotgun. Hyder and Pinkins were arrested at the scene and Hyder taken for a gunshot treatment. Both were charged with murder, kidnapping, and robbery. And this is the cult. This is some sort of very, very unknown little cult that's out there within the woods of Talladega. They get into the group's leader is Rashad Jamal White, commonly known as Rashad Jamal, is an Atlanta area social media influencer, rapper, and guru whose teachings mix with New Age mysticism, polygamy, and Afrocentric and Black nationalist ideas. Jamal and his followers believe that they are demigods descended from aliens and adhere to themselves or reference themselves as gods and goddesses.
You know, this actually, it all goes back to a theological issue. If you read the book of Romans chapter 1, you know, there's a threefold abandonment in there. It starts out, we deny God as creator, which we've done. Look how well things have gone since we've denied God as creator in this nation. Look, I mean, you know, in 1963, when, you know, you could still say the Lord's Prayer in school, then it was ruled illegal. And we took a, made a godless education system, a godless state. We expunged religion out of everything. Look what's happened. It's wonderful, hasn't it? I mean, exactly what the Bible says in Romans 1 has happened. We're now at that late stage of the third part of the abandonment, where God abandons us to a reprobate mind, an insane mind. And this nation has literally gone insane. We have insane people running it. We have insane people doing policy. I mean, you know, and we have people thinking they can mutilate themselves, change sex. I mean, you know, if we spend more money, it'll make more prosperity. I mean, it's total insanity, and we will be destroyed. This is my thing. We're heading for the day of reckoning. Get ready. Prepare for it, because the day of reckoning is coming.
Last week, you know, probably one of the most horrific things I've heard of in a while, as for a murder happened. And it was a, what we would in law enforcement call a domestic. It was the ex-husband cut the head off of the ex-wife, who had two, you know, small children. And he did
with
this
sword.
Yeah. He did this out in the open, you know,
with a sword.
I found one worse.
I'm not surprised. I mean, we see cannibalism being practiced. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, I'm not surprised.
Well, listen to this. This is
what's worse.
This is something that was reported yesterday. A woman stabs a pregnant mother more than 100 times, then uses a scalpel to carve out from her stomach and womb to steal her unborn baby. I can't make this stuff up, man. A Texas woman went on trial Monday in a brutal murder case after she allegedly stabbed a pregnant woman 100 times and cut her unborn baby from her womb with a scalpel. Taylor Renee Parker, age 29, allegedly murdered Reagan Michelle Simmons Hancock, who's 21, and her infant daughter. And this happened October 9th of last year in New Boston, Texas. And she's just now being found guilty for it. Can you believe this? Parker is accused of using a scalpel to cut the baby girl out of Simmons Hancock's womb and then kidnapping the baby, supposedly to claim that the child was hers. Authorities said Parker faked being pregnant and told her boyfriend that she was going to be induced on the day when she allegedly murdered Simmons Hancock. Parker is pleading not guilty to this report. On Monday, her jury trial began with Bowie County Assistant District Attorney Kelly Crisp explaining that the woman's motives from allegedly targeting and murdering the pregnant woman. Crisp said that Parker pretended to be pregnant for her boyfriend and family, even faking ultrasounds and hosting a gender reveal party. Crisp pointed to the evidence that Parker tried to find a surrogate mother and offered to pay up to $100,000 for the service, but had been unsuccessful. On October 9th, she allegedly traveled to Simmons Hancock, that's the victim's home in New Boston, and stabbed her to death, cutting out the unborn and kidnapping the unborn child. She did that while Simmons Hancock, the victim, lay dying in her home with her 3-year-old daughter present watching.
Well, so, I mean, the children saw their mom's head and the guy cut it off.
Yeah.
We have to understand this in theological terms. This nation has been given over to divine insanity. You know, as it was in the days of Noah, it says the world was filled with violence. Well, the United States is filled with violence. We're committing violence against the unborn. We're getting violence against the born. We're committing violence against marriage and family. We're committing violence against children. We're committing violence against the natural order of things. We watch violence. We live violence. We enjoy violence. We drink it, eat it, sleep it. We are seeing it work out and carry out in this nation. And again, we're getting close to the end of the program. I just want to tell people, I don't care if you buy it from me, but this rail strike, the food stops. You don't get it. And it starts, and then they go, and then it's rationed. I think you've got very little time. You want to buy a gun anymore? Now MasterCard Visa, you saw this. They have a special category. So the government can actually circumvent the whole thing that the 4473, the form you fill out when you buy a gun, you know, they're not supposed to keep those records, which they're not supposed to do it, but we know they do it. But anyhow, all now that has to happen is the credit card companies give the information to the government. They know you bought a gun. I mean, they know. And so it's getting to the point where there'd be no privacy. I mean, if they're doing it to guns, just you think they're doing it to survival supplies? You think they're doing it?
I think they could use the Chinese social credit score and actually block you from having the ability to buy certain firearms. Absolutely. And ammunition,
magazines, whatever, gun parts, mm-hmm. whatever. And then it'll come, you can't buy so much food. You can't buy this. You can't buy that. And, you know, gasoline, you can't buy gasoline outside your little 20-mile radius. Imagine that. I mean, I think that's coming. You know, we got to control people. So you can't, I can't drive up to Knoxville, 60 miles or so from here, and fill my tank up because I can't, my credit cards to buy gas won't work there. It's all controlled.
Well, what do you think about this? DHS director,
I saw this. Yeah.
Alejandro Mayorkas suggested that the biggest terror threat is domestic extremists who are radicalized by false narratives propagated by online platforms. Now, in this video, and it's by NBC, MSNBC, he actually does reference the Uvalde shooter, but yeah. That's not what the guy's talking about. He said, we are seeing an emerging threat, of course, over the last several years of the domestic violent extremists, but he won't say anything about BLM. He won't Antifa. Say anything. Yeah, he won't say anything about Antifa. People don't really know this. There is a growing rise in black nationalism within America that is loosely, to an extent, reminds me a lot of sovereign citizens. Sovereign citizens, for the most part, is a majority white, but they don't believe in law. They don't believe in any law except for the sheriff. They don't believe in constitutional rights to certain extents. They're crazy people. But they were considered to be some of the most dangerous people to law enforcement. And now, I mean, I don't, you know, here's one thing I'll admit to you. I don't cover a lot of the stuff with the black violence because it is growing exponentially, but it's only being covered by the news media. It's being covered by the news media. But it still is outweighed by violent crime from the white population because 13% is African American, and you know the greater extent of America, probably 70 or 80%, is white. So you know statistically, it's white people are actually always causing more death, more crimes, more rape, more robbery, more kidnapping. However, the amount of just maliciousness that I've been seeing lately, and you know, you got to really tread carefully when you say anything like that, because then people will say that, you know, you're a racist, that you're a bigot, you're pointing stuff out.
I'm not a racist, but it's the facts. You read it. I mean, I think the FBI statistics says you're a white person's 17 times more likely to become a victim of crime by a black person than a black person into a white person. I mean, I'm not making that up. Those are facts. I mean, and to say I understand the dynamics of it because, you know, the school system, the government, everybody's told them their whole life that Whitey hates them. Whitey wants to kill them. Whitey wants to do this. This is what they've been fed. And so, you know, it's like the story of the guy who I saw the thing recently. If I put red ants and black ants in a jar, they don't bother each other. If I take and shake the jar, they start fighting each other. So who's the enemy? It's mm-hmm. not the black ants and the red ants really the enemy. It's the guy who shakes the jar. Well, I mean, the jar's being shaken. And it's all designed to make us hate each other and fight each other and kill each other. It's what it's designed to do. It's predictable. But again, you know, again, magma people, the greatest threat. We have to kill them, stop them. But it's not fentanyl. It's not the tons of fentanyl coming across the border that are incapacitating our youth. It's not the Chinese that have infiltrated every level of our government and stealing our technology blind. It's not the open borders that have drugs and, you know, human traffickers coming across the border. That's not it. It's not Russia. It's not China. It's those people who voted for Donald Trump.
Well, here's what I wanted to get on to because the amount of growing violence within our school systems, kids catalog it better than cops do because they're all vlogging it. They all take out their videos. And I'm just watching a growing trend, and I'm just commenting on it. But in Westbrook High School in Beaumont, Texas, we used to play football against Westbrook High School. And Westbrook High School used to be the place where all the guys who had moved within the area, whose dads, you know, work over at the oil plants, where most of my family worked at in Port Arthur, Texas. I've worked there before. You know, most of those kids would go to Westbrook, and Westbrook was like a fancy 5A school. And that's at least, you know, 15, 16 years ago when I was going to school. And this is what I'm seeing now is a growing amount of targeted violence, and it's targeted violence from what appears to be is multiple black teenagers, all boys, and they will solo sing out one kid. They'll film it and in the boys' bathroom, and they'll damn near beat them to death. And so, you know, if you take the impartiality out of all this and the biasness out, you have to ask yourself, where's the violence coming from? What is it within a child's mind? And, you know, these are teenagers fighting teenagers, right? What is it within a child's mind that says it's okay for everyone to gang up, either white or black, and beat the other almost to death and videotape it? No one steps in. Nobody stops it. No one says, hey, this went too far. They laugh. They post it onto Twitter like it's cool. This is how you get high school shooters. This is where it comes from. This is where your school shooters come from. Eventually, a kid of any race being bullied will bring a gun to school and will shoot multiple kids. And then you know what they'll say? They'll blame it on the shooter. Well, where is it coming from? You know, where is this intensity of violence? Is it coming from the home life? Is it a lack of fathers? Is it the music? Yeah, is it the music you listen to? Is it the fact that the teachers are teaching the kids to be young radicals now? You know, Saul Alinsky and the whole young radicals thing.
That one teacher that was videoed giving a class on brick throwing. You saw that, right?
Yeah, New York.
This is how you throw bricks. Yeah, we're going to throw bricks. She's giving a course laughing about it.
That woman couldn't walk on a 15% grade incline for 5 minutes without having a heart attack.
Well, I mentioned that. I said, I think that woman needs a treadmill. actually posted it.
But this is the violence that's happening across America and within the Democratic cities, and that's what Beaumont, Texas is. It used to be an okay city. That's where, as kids, we used to go down there and race our trucks on certain roads, and you know, you visit Parkdale Mall and you know, the bowling alley, and that's what you know, young kids used to do.
Alert. Just got it. Wall Street Journal, news alert. Amtrak to suspend long-distance services as rail strike looms. Right there. I don't know if you can see it. Right there. Whoops, let me shrink it back down. There you go. That's it right there.
Yep.
So just as we're talking, I want to pay attention. Yeah, that's what it says. Yeah, Amtrak to suspend long-distance services as rail strike. Get ready. Go buy. Stock up. Buy some food. Get extra food in your house. Get the ability to communicate. Get the ability to defend yourself. This crisis will not go to waste. This could be the linchpin that pulls the whole thing apart.
Let's mention one more thing, and then we're going to end on prepping and just how much it is. People don't know that truckers and freight supply everything that you need. All right, so let's move on to this. The FBI seized MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell's phone. So, you know, unless Mike Lindell is selling pillows to the North Koreans and the Ruskies, why did they seize his phone? Well, I did some research into this, and a woman out of Colorado that the FBI is investigating, she was attempting or had attempted or was talking about downloading all the polling information from the polling machines. And then I guess spreading that out to the news media. So he was in contact with her. And so that's why, supposedly, why they seized his phone. If they knew about this from 2020, why in the, you know, the later time of 2022 did you seize the man's phone right after Trump gets, you know, busted at Mar-a-Lago? Over 50 people associated with Trump have all been raided by the FBI. You know, this is part of the coming civil conflict that we're going to come into. And these people know that they are causing, they are the catalyst to that fire. They know that they are.
Yeah, that rail strike. I mean, just today we had food delivered to our store, canned food, you know, Peak Refuel and Numana. We have it delivered to our store. I received water filtration, Berkey water filters delivered to our store via a truck with gasoline. I mean, every day we receive items like that, radios, solar, night vision. We had night vision thermal units delivered every day. That goes away. This goes away. We don't understand it. It goes away.
What about medicine?
Well, I mean, it goes away. And you know, we're so stuck in this normalcy bias. Well, none of them happened before. You can think that. But when you understand the theological implications of what God is doing right now, because what is the passage in the Bible talks about the great whore of Babylon is the Lord God judges her. I don't know if you caught that. Great is the Lord God who judges her. And that's what we're seeing right now. God bringing this beast system into judgment. And his judgment is mighty and awesome. And, you know, it is going to, this system of Babylon is going to get more and more desperate and more vindictive, more and more evil as God brings it into judgment. And, you know, we have the examples of Noah, Joseph, the examples of it. Just as I was mentioning that, it went blank. I can't see you. I don't know if you can see me.
No, I can't see you. We've probably been interrupted at least 8 times now with the signal. Yeah,
I can see you. But
go ahead and just pick back up from where you started.
No, I mean, you know, we're witnessing this awesome judgment of God on our nation. It says in the Bible, great is the Lord God who judges her. This beast system is coming into judgment, and you can keep a foot in it. You want to keep a foot in the fire? Fine. You're going to get burnt. You need to come out from the system. You need to follow the biblical examples of drawing close to the Lord, Noah, Joseph, doing what we need to do to prepare. You don't want to see your family starving. You need to set up a communication network. That's what we were doing this past, you know, weekend with the training. We're trying to get people equipped to face what's coming, because this train crisis could be the final linchpin in a system that comes unraveled. And they'll use it as the great crisis to cancel or somehow gerrymander the election. We see that they're trying to provoke violence on the part of right-wing people that have right-wing.
Bobby, there?
Yeah. I'm here now. I mean, I just think it's awful suspicious that this is happening. But anyhow, as I was saying, get ready, because this is absolutely going to be, I think, it could be the linchpin that unravels the whole thing. And, you know, when people get desperate, people are going to do desperate things. You've been parts of the world. I've seen desperation in people. I've seen people offer to sell me their children for money. You have no idea what's coming. Get ready. Store the food. Get the water filtration. Get the ability to communicate. You know, again, buy from me. Buy from somebody. Go to my competitors. Buy it. But get it. Because you're going to need it. And we're just facing a very, very deep crisis in this nation. And politics is not going to solve it. This is a spiritual issue. And it is going to bring our nation to its knees.
Let me ask you a question. For all the federal employees that are currently in these agencies that are abusing constitutional rights, what do you think they should do? Do you think they should? And you know, I was a federal employee for almost 15 years, so I get why people stay in. And then again, I don't. Based off your perspective, do you think they should just wait out the storm and see if Trump gets elected and fixes everything? Or do you think, people need to start making that more ethical decision?
I can't answer that. That's a blanket question I can't answer. God had Daniel in the heart of Babylon. God had the three Hebrew children in the heart of Babylon, and they were serving the king. They were a witness to the king. God will have his people throughout. God had his people in the Roman Empire. They had him in Caesar's household. They were believers. So, you have to be sensitive to the calling God has on your life. I think there are good people in the FBI. I know there are. I think there are good people in the agencies. There are. Stauffenberg was a good guy. He wanted to end Hitler's reign. There were the people in the SS and in the army that said, this guy's a maniac. We need to get rid of him. And I think we're going to see more and more people. Evidently, there's quite a few whistleblowers coming out now in the FBI saying we're being told to do stuff. We were told not to do Hunter Biden's computer. And we knew it. We knew what it was. We're told not to do it. So I would just say, be sensitive to God's calling on your life. I'm not the guy who could tell everybody in the whole nation what to do. Far be it for me for that. I just don't know. I mean, I did things, I'm not going to go into it, but what I did, I took money from government. I did things, services and whatever. I felt like I was doing good stuff. But that's a difficult question. If you're being asked to do evil though, I would say I cannot do that. There's no law that requires, if a commander comes to me and I've captured some people as a military person and I've captured some enemy combatants and he says, just shoot those bastards. I can't do that. I'd say this is a violation of law. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do it. There's no law. I have the laws on my side to say no to you, sir. I respectfully tell you, I will not shoot those people. They've surrendered. They're enemy combatants that have surrendered. The rules of war apply to them, and I'm not going to murder them. And I think more and more people in the government that are there need to start standing up. I think there are people in the education system that need to start standing up. I'm not going to tell any children to cut their penis off anymore. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to expose you for what you're doing. That's God has people throughout all of humanity. And if you are obedient to him and you're obeying him and not obeying unlawful or illegal things, I don't know where he would have you and why he would have you there, but his plan will be done. So that's the best way to answer that question. I think there are good people in the FBI that are revealing things that would never be revealed if they weren't there.
That's my hope, because there's a lot of people who say, well, if you work for a corrupt government, you're going to end up becoming corrupt as well. And we always use Nazi Germany and the KGB from the USSR as like the extremes. But
Nazi Germany had its Stauffenbergs.
Yeah, but Mao didn't.
No, I mean, he might have had them, but they killed him.
That's the problem. This is the final act of this. The problem is that when you sit in your position for too long, then you're not getting out.
Yeah,
you're going to be forced to go along.
The inducements are powerful to go along. They are, and it takes a very strong person to say, "I'm not going to do this." I mean, you jeopardize your career. You definitely jeopardize advancement within the system. So, we each have to make that moral decision in life, what I'm going to do, what my Lord calls me to, what my conscience tells me is right and wrong. And then, you can obey that or disobey it. That's your choice. That's why I would tell these people, if you're being told to do something that's wrong, patently wrong, I would say, no, I can't do that.
Well, see, I was speaking with a brother earlier today, And he's still in DHS, and I'm glad that we at least have a couple guys still around, like the guy I'm mentioning, because I know that morally, ethically, constitutionally, he's going to make the smart decision, the good decision. I know he's a bought and born again Christian. So we do have those people, but there's not many of them. There's not. There's not many of them.
And the system might go to hell, but God has those people there. He has interwoven those people to be a witness. Yeah. I mean, with Isaiah, if you read the first chapter of Isaiah, God calls Isaiah to proclaim repentance to the people. But God told Isaiah, I've hardened their heart. They're not going to listen to you. Now, that might seem like a paradox or a contradiction, but no, because that witness that Isaiah was to those people who were doomed is still a witness to him on Judgment Day. You were told, you were warned, but you didn't want to hear it. And that's what I would say to people in the government today or and in any business or enterprise whatsoever. If you're in a church where the pastor's doing hanky-panky stuff, you know, you've got a decision to make. You can't remain silent. It's cowardice if you do. And a lot of times, especially if it's a pastor or somebody doing something and his minors are involved, if you're silent, that's a crime. You can be charged. So, you know, we all have to make those moral decisions in life. And I understand they're not always easy. The temptations of this life are great today. The lust of the flesh, the pride of life, all these things that assault men. I mean, never in the history of the world have we seen this. Never in the since the days of Noah, we have not seen the spiritual warfare against righteousness, goodness, the church that we're seeing today because these demonic spirits have been unleashed on the earth. We're in an unknown territory. And it requires us right now to be men and women of faith and boldness, and courage. And no matter where you find yourself in the FBI, in the CIA, the NSA, wherever, you've got to be a man or woman of courage. You've got to stand up and say, I'm going to have to do the right thing. And fulfill the motto of the FBI, what is integrity, honor, valor, all those things that are on their emblem. Now, you're going to have to be that. If you're not, then you're not fulfilling the task for which you were you swore to take an oath to do. I would say we need those organizations. We need to catch traitors. We need to catch bank robbers. We need to catch criminals. We need them. But we don't need to politicize it to where we're saying that MAGA voters, 81 million of us, are some type of extremist. You know, I don't know if you saw that one liberal who went to a MAGA meeting. Did you see it? Mm-hmm. And he goes, I just wanted to go and see how they'd receive me. And he said, I made new friends there. This came on Fox News. He goes, you know, I'm a liberal. I went there figuring to be everybody would hate me or want to throw me out or kick me out or beat me or whatever. And he goes, I went there and everybody treated me respectfully.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah, imagine. You know, I said, yeah, I'll be your friend. I'll like you. You know, no problem. We have disagreements, but we can work through them.
Go to an Antifa meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And say I'm a conservative. Yeah. I need a set of dentures when I came back. Yeah.
You and I spoke about the time I did something like that.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
They talk about some of the wildest, stupidest, craziest. I mean, these people call us conspiracy theorists. Holy cow. You know, I mean, yeah, they believe everything.
I've watched a lot of them with their gear on backwards or inside out, or you know, it's like, okay, yeah, you're gonna fight the revolution, buddy. Sure, you know,
yeah. You know, one can of pepper spray at a time. You know, that's the way they're gonna conquer America. Well, look, overall, let's just end it with this: America's getting more violent. Turbulent times are coming with the economy. That's not backing down. This railroad strike thing could grossly affect your ability to get your valuable medicines, batteries, car parts, gas, oil, diesel, food, you know, everything that you go to Walmart, Home Depot, and Lowe's to go and buy, that's coming from a train, and then it's coming from the 18-wheeler. So, you know, we do need these things to run. But I do not agree with Congress saying that they will legislate people to go and do their job. I wish Congress would legislate themselves to do their own job. You know, it. And here we go, Bob. Let's end it with this. Right now, what would be the top three things that you think people need to have? Either they're going to purchase it or they need to buy more of it. What's your top three?
Well, obviously, I'd say four. I'm going to give you four. Right. Food, water, the ability to filter water, the ability to defend yourself, and then, five, communication and night vision or thermal equipment. Because you got to see what's going on at night. The vampires are going to come out at night, and they're going to do stuff. But again, just reading this, it says here, Doug, I'm reading this Wall Street Journal thing, that they're going to avoid, suspend all long distance train services tomorrow, to avoid disruptions from a potential strike by freight rail workers as negotiations between railroads and labor unions approach a Friday deadline. Amtrak's long-distance trains operate on freight lines, but negotiations the company said it would suspend all service on long-range routes to avoid passenger disruptions. So there it is. I mean, tomorrow.
I read that earlier today that they're actually going to stop running grain.
Yeah.
Grain. Yeah.
So it's to say that, get food. I mean, I get my food shipments in daily. We order it. You know, when we get one order in, we order the next order, because by the time the next order comes in, the order we just got is all gone. So we continually order. And it's a just-in-time delivery system for us, too. It's just-in-time. I mean, I don't have like a billion-square-foot warehouse with millions of cans of food in it. It's just-in-time. And, you know, when all of a sudden there's a crisis and you have, instead of, you know, 50 orders a day, you have 500 orders a day, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And so that's the way it is. So food, water, make sure you have ammunition to protect yourself, firearms. I want to be able to communicate. The Bivy stick is an excellent product, rmrbivy.com, and then night vision. And again, if you buy a thermal unit from us over $3,000, we're going to give you one of those blankets that if somebody is tracking you with thermal, you can hide underneath of it, and it completely blocks your thermal signature. It's a 9.5 by 12 blanket. I'm going to send you one, Doug, so you can do a product review on it.
Yeah. I'll see if it can actually hide me.
It'll hide you.
I think we can add to this list. I tell people batteries. You see these types of guns that I have. They take those little watch batteries, all right? So those little CR123 batteries and all that. Make sure you have fresh batteries. Go back through your medical equipment, and if it is old, if it's out of date, replace it. And medical equipment is expensive, all right?
You can get ivermectin now online. You can buy this online. I don't sell it, but you can buy it online. I mean, now it's amazing. Ivermectin works.
Right?
Ivermectin works. Imagine that. Ivermectin works.
Damn near wanted to crucify us for saying that over the air.
Oh, my gosh. If I held that box up a year and a half ago, I might as well have been, you know, the worst person on the planet. But, but yeah, so, I mean, there are more things, obviously. I wear glasses. I don't see too well at 67, you know, with them, without them. So, I have a list of things I've stockpiled. But again, going down to Walmart tonight and just buying batteries, buying some extra glasses if you need reading glasses, you know, stock up on food. I love the Peak Refuel that we sell. You've eaten it. It's delicious food, great food for survival. Peak Refuel, it's on our website. The Numana, it's all wholesome, non-GMO, no MSG, no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup. That's all there. We have all the Bofang radios, radio communication. You know, we have. I was just on another website today, and they were just saying, you know, if you want to order a night vision, be prepared to wait 8 to 12 weeks. Well, we have a lot of it in stock. Send it if you ordered it tonight. I'd send it out to you tomorrow. If you order a thermal unit, we have a lot of that. The Trigicon stuff in stock. If you order it, it goes out tomorrow. You can get it. But, once the system breaks down, I might decide not to sell it. I might want to keep it in my community so my community can protect itself. You know, you met that sheriff guy. He was a pretty decent guy. I want our people to be able to protect our community. It's just a matter of time, because every day I have stuff come in, every day I have stuff go out. And I know that's the way all these prep businesses work. I know all of them intimately. There's no massive warehouses. It doesn't exist. And so you wait. When you snooze, you lose. You know, it's first come, first serve. And again, if they want to call me at 800-627-3809, I'll talk to them. 800-627-3809. Again, rmrbivy.com. My standard website is readymaderesources.com. I'll be glad to talk to anybody and help you do what you need to do. We offer financing on those big expensive items because we understand not everybody can pay that much money up front. So if you need to finance it over a couple of years, you can get your night vision or thermal. I'm not going to pressure you to buy it. It sells itself. I mean, it sells itself. I get it in and it goes out because people are buying it.
Oh yeah, all the time. Like having to get new entire shipments worth. People don't understand how much night vision gets bought.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, and that is an intel point in and of itself. When Americans are taking thousands of dollars of their money and saying, I'm not going to go on vacation this year. I'm not going to buy a new TV. I'm not going to buy a new car. I'm going to buy a set of nods or a thermal. I mean, that's a data point right there that tells you what the psyche of America is telling you.
Yeah, lastly, I do want to throw this in there. For the active shooter awareness training, the next course is going to be in late October. I think it's around 21st. And all that information is on the AmericanVindictusShow.com. So if you go to the active shooter portion, you'll be able to see when we're going to be out the Calico Buffalo base camp. That is Jamie Walden's base camp that's in Durango, Colorado. And then in middle of November, we're going to be back out at Ready Made Resources, and we're going to get back into the same course. We got some new things lined up, streamlining the course and adding some new things, and then I think it'll be a little bit fun.
Yeah, Doug, I want to say this. We had people come to me and say, Bob, that course kicked butt. I love that course. You know, remember Justin? That course kicked butt. He said, that is a great course. You know, he was very excited about it. And we're going to add some different things, different distractions for people doing that, just so you get a real world environment. The course was fantastic. Doug, I mean, I have to give kudos to you. You did an outstanding job on it. And for the $650 people paid for 3 12-hour days, that was astounding. I mean, you know, you could easily pay $2,000 to $2,500 for that course. And people charge that much.
Yes, they do. There are people within this industry that will charge you $800 to $900 a day for 8 hours of dedicated one-on-one hands-on time with them, teaching you how to be a better shooter. And this isn't really a shooter's course. This is a tactics and thinking course.
A thinking course,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Mixed in with
So
a lot of medical, a lot of situational awareness and scenario-based training, the way law enforcement and the military is trained. I think it's ridiculous that as a policing in America, that we don't want our civilians who are going to be concealed carrying and open carrying, we don't want them going through any type of tactical proficiency course. I do, because I've seen how a lot of these guys shoot, and sometimes the best places stand right in front of their gun.
yeah.
I think these courses have merit. They'll only get better with within time. But I do want to say, if you want to sign up, then you can go to the American Vindictus Show. You can see where the courses are for the Calico Buffalo Ranch. Just email me, and then we will start writing everybody's names down. For the Calico Buffalo Ranch, we will be collecting the fees there on site at Ready Made Resources. You can sign up on his
Doug,
website.
can you pull up my website so people can see? Can you do that? And let
Yep.
people see? Because there's a banner right across the top. All you have to do is click that, and it'll take you right to the course, sign up for it. And you know, you're supporting a good cause too. I mean, you know, look at this guy. I mean, he needs to feed his family. I call him every day and I hear his kids in the background. I mean, how many you got now?
Five.
I mean, let's support our own. You know, Jamie, J Doug, I am aghast. People come out to Jamie's place. They want to camp there, use his electricity, use his water, use his facilities, and you know what they give him? Well, I better not do it that way. I do it this way. That way I'm a racist if I do it that way. They give him zero. They don't support him at all. I find that absolutely incredulous that they can go and use his facilities and not give them anything for it. You know, Doug, I just say this, and it's not meant to be patronizing. Man, support this guy. He will give you information that's going to save your life. So, yeah, you can see it across the top. You just got to click that button right there. If you want the bivvy, you click the other button right next to it. And then you go right there and sign up for the course. So, active shooter course right there. I got to change the dates on it. But if you sign up for it, you'll sign up for it. The dates are 11th, 12th, and 13th. Sign up for it, and you'll be good to go. So, anyhow, just do that. It's, we need to support our own. and you're going to get information that will save your life. As you said, the violence is absolutely exponentially increasing.
It's increased. Active shooters have increased 1,000% or more since 2017 by FBI statistics.
1,000%
or more, or more.
So, you know, what do you do if you're in that? If you're in the box one time when it happens, you know, if you're in that, if you're in the zone when it happens, you know, how to exfil, how to deal with it, how to approach it. And these guys, that, you know, they didn't know what slicing the pie was and how to do that so that you present yourself very little target, but you get to see the target. Don't over penetrate the room. You know, people stick their gun in through the doorway and it's taken away from them. All those things that they learned, and they did it amongst smoke and other distractions. People laying on the ground screaming, I'm wounded, I'm bleeding, help me. And you gotta fight and get the threat out before you can help those people. And that's emotionally hard to do. I think you could easily get $2,500 for that course.
Well, you know, the reason why it's only $600 and that's $200 a day is because I understand that the economy's hard, and I'm more worried about the average American.
Yeah.
Trying to, because it's going to cost money to get to the course. You got to feed yourself and bring your own water when you get there. So, you know, there's all this added money in there. And what I really want people to focus on is the ability to train. You know, we don't scream, we don't yell, we don't patronize people, we don't get in people's faces. This is not the military. I want you to leave confident and at least say that I got the reps in. I've walked through a threshold of a door with a gun in my hand while someone was shooting back at me. Airsoft, by the way, airsoft. So, you know, that's the scenario based training that you're not going to get from anywhere else. And, you know, if you help support me, I can only make this do better. But I can tell you this much, you will spend probably close to $2,500 to $3,000 for a weekend going to Disneyland and look at all the garbage, child molestation, child trafficking that's happening over there. You know, you can come and hang out with me and Jamie and Bob, and we can show you some real life situations that you can hopefully be victorious in. That's the goal, is to be victorious in your self-defense.
The operations center where we teach, I have complete radio equipment set up there. I'll give you an extra course on just how to use radio also. You'll get to see it work. You know, when Tony from the media was here, he came up to my radio room and I was showing him what ham radio would do. And we turned it on. And there was this guy, I'm in Tennessee, and we were listening to this guy in Dallas giving updates on a tropical storm approaching. He was giving longitude, latitudes. I mean, valuable intel just by listening. And, you know, I'll let people see that. I'll see how it works. We'll talk to somebody that's across the country, across the world. So you will get multi-trained. Your Green Beret buddy, the medic, they're all multi-trained. I did Bible study with a Green Beret guy today. He's my buddy, Larry. And you know, I mean, he was a medic, but he was cross-trained into everything. Mm-hmm. And so you're coming to get the active shooter, but I'll show you how to do some comm stuff. You're getting some medical training. It's just fantastic. I've never seen anything like it. So
yeah, it's a lot of training that you're getting for 3 days and hands-on. Hands-on training, you know, I mean, it's the little adjustments, Bob. It's the little things, how not to cross your feet walking through the threshold of a door, how not to cross your feet whenever you're pieing or going around, you know, checking left side, right side, center. You know, those are the little things that save your life, because if you watch people who don't know how to do that and they hurry up, they push into a room or into a hallway and they fall down. You know, I mean, a lot of bad things can happen by falling down with your finger on a trigger and on a gun. We teach you how to be safe. That's the biggest things. We teach you how to be safe and confident. And that is typically what wins the day, is being confident in your skill set.
Absolutely. So anyhow, I just wanted to mention that. You saw how to get in touch with, sign up for the course, sign up for in Colorado, Jamie. I know Jamie's a great guy. You're supporting his family. He's out there putting his life at risk. You know, he's this guy's left everything to serve the gospel of Jesus Christ and to serve people. We need to support him. You know, Doug, same thing. We need to support you. So, you know, I'm proud to host those courses where we can, it was nice writing you that check. You know, I've taken all that because all those money and just write you a check for it. That was a good thing to do. I like doing it. And I want to hopefully we can get more students this time. so they can, you know, support your family. You got those five kids. They need to eat. If they're going to become as big as you are, they're going to have to eat a lot of food.
They're already on the way. It's already an army just trying to feed.
No wonder you're a cattle farmer. You know that. All that beef.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, Bob, thanks for being on. Do you got any last words before we leave?
Just give me a call if you want to. Get ready. Wherever you get ready, get ready. 800-627-3809 or readymaderesources.com and then rmrbivy.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to our conversation. I know me and Bob tend to just, we ramble every now and then, but that's what happens to old friends. We just sit here and talk. Sometimes I think that's the best radio is just a conversation. So yes. Stay trained, stay prepped, stay prayed up, and stay frosty. The enemy's out there.
Amen.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.